We've done a Bible study on what is sin and what is our response to sin. Well, I want to have a look at the word repentance. Well, we don't use that very often, do we? Not in churches these days. Repentance. I want to look at repentance as a lifestyle. What do we mean by lifestyle? It's something that we continually live in. And I really do believe that the Roman Catholic Church, in one way, grasped something of what Jesus was saying, grasped something of what John the Baptist was saying about repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Even though they repent to a man, we are told that we should repent to a God. You know, we just come to the table, and Jesus, when he died on the cross, dealt with sin once and for all, didn't he? Because sin, to me, I said to me, sin is a barrier, is an obstacle between us and God. That's what it is. It's stopping us having a relationship between us and God. You know, I've said this many times. Church is about relationships. It's a relation. It's about us having relationships with one another, but it's also us having a relationship with God. And sin, to me, was the greatest plan the devil had. Because it stops us having a relationship with God. We see it in the Garden of Eden. The devil made Adam and Eve, or didn't make them, but he persuaded them, if that's the word. He persuaded them that they didn't need God, that they could have all knowledge. And in one way, that mirrors what the devil wanted. Because the devil wanted to be like God and have all knowledge. But sin is an obstacle which separates us from God. And God dealt with that. But we have a part to play. Because even though God dealt with it, we're still sinners. We still sin. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? We still sin. Of course we do. And we sin because it's human nature. It's human nature to sin. The fall of man became the human nature of man. And we're still sinning today. Sin is doing our own way. Rebellion. And what a world we live in today, which is full of rebellion. To me, I see sin within the church. I see sometimes no difference in this church than is in the world. And God has called us to repent, to be different. Repentance is different. You know, again, the word sin seems to be wiped away. You know, people that lived together lived in sin. But that seems to have gone today. The sin today has been removed, the word sin, from the vocabulary of mankind. But it is still prevalent, if not more, today than ever. And as a Christian, we should be living a lifestyle of repentance. I don't know about you, something I taught a while back in this church, and then I taught a bit on the Isle of Wight Youth Camp about prayer. It says, we enter his courts with thanksgiving in our heart. We come to the King of Kings with thanksgiving into the courtroom. But as sinners, we cannot come into the presence of God until we have repented, until we have put away our sin. And how do we do it? We do it through repentance. One of the things, this is how I pray. The first thing I do, I praise God. And then I come to a place of repentance. I come and ask God to forgive me of my sin which I have done that day or the previous day. And that brings us into the throne room of God. That removes the obstacle. That opens the door to God. And repentance should be a lifestyle that we should be living. Every day we should be repenting of our sin. Because it says in the word of God, it says that God does not hear the sinner. If we want to hear God in our lives, repentance should be something daily that we do. Because daily we sin. Daily we sin. Every day we sin. Romans 3:23 says this. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. There is no one on this earth who never sinned. You know, I like the thought, you know. Jesus was sinful, but he wasn't a sinner. Because Jesus never sinned. He took the sin of mankind upon him. It says in 1 John 1:10, I think it is. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If we say we have not sinned, we say that God is a liar. But it says all have sinned because of our sinful nature. And you know, we should never feel guilty of that. God has never come to condemn us of our guilt. He's come to set us free of our guilt. He's come to make a way. Hasn't he? He's come to make a way. There is no, it says in the word of God, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. If we ever feel guilty, if we ever feel condemned, it is not of God. It is of the devil. That's what the word of God says. But God has come to make us a way, give us a way. Matthew 3:2 says, and saying, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4 said, for that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. It was his message. Repent. Come away from our sinful ways and look unto him. It is in our nature. Repentance involves recognition of our sin and its awfulness in the eyes of a holy God. God wants us to see our sin and to compare it to his holiness. You know, it says in the word of God, we were made in the image of God. Wasn't it? We were made in the image of God. But because of our disobedience, because of our sinfulness, because of our I want, isn't it? It sounds very much like today, isn't it? That spirit which is in the world today, I want. You know, sin is filthy and dirty, and God wants to clean us up. Repentance is to turn away and follow God. We need to continually turn away from our sin and go God's way. You know, he says, be holy because I am holy, isn't it? That's what the word of God says. Be holy. Be different. That's what holiness means. Be different from the world. You know, God, I've got this, not problem, but this thing of people saying, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't go there. But who are going to tell people about Jesus? It doesn't say, come out to the world, but it says, go in the world and be different so people can see you're different. And I believe repentance is a part of that. It's that we come to God and we are cleansed daily. Isn't it? Washed daily. You think about it. If you don't wash for so long, what would it be like? It's like the Isle of Wight camp. We had so much trouble getting Samuel to wash. I tell you, I expect you have the same problem with your children. You have the same problem. Yeah. Do you think in the end I had to embarrass him in front of a couple hundred people on the microphone on one morning when they were having breakfast, asking my son if he'd had a wash? It was the only way I could do it. Call him up to say, and he had to say no, and he had to go and have a wash. The only problem is, I know what it is, he hasn't met girls yet. Once he's met girls, that'll be it. It'll be the washing, it'll be the combing the hair, it'll be the lot. But we need to wash daily. Does it make sense? Of course it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. Because if the longer we don't wash ourselves, the more filth we have upon us. But God has come that we may have a way. And that is repentance. Repentance. It's turning away every day. You know, it's difficult, you know. You know, I know people who've been drug addicts. I know people who are alcoholics. You know, I work with this fantastic guy. I mean, he's the most nicest person. But he goes home every day and drinks a bottle of whiskey. You know, I said to him last Christmas, his name's David. He lives in a caravan in Porthcawl. He works for me, drives a forklift. I said to him last Christmas, all right for Christmas? Picks up, I got my 10 bottles of whiskey. You know, and he can't help it. But God has given us a way. For those, you know, repentance are for those that want God, who want to be set free from God, who don't want to walk in the sinful nature. You know, sin doesn't bring joy. Sin doesn't bring joy. It'll bring heartache, and in the end, it'll bring death. But true repentance is turning daily to God, isn't it? Realizing that we can't do it ourselves. Realizing it is through Jesus Christ. You know, if we could do ourselves, what would we need God for? What would we need Jesus for? You know, I can't confess my sin to Steve. What can Steve do about his own sin? But we confess it to God, who is faithful and just to cleanse us from all, not some, all our sin. What does a Hail Mary do? I don't know. I've got to be honest, I've never been to the Catholic Church. They've grasped something of the truth. Lost it somewhere down the line, but they grasped a bit of the truth. But God can forgive us as we turn to Him daily. And He's not shocked. You know, He's not shocked by our sin. He's not shocked by what we do. He's saddened. Of course He is. God doesn't want us to sin. You know, it's not His way. But one day, we will walk in holiness. We will walk in purity. Because He has come for what? A pure, spotless bride. That's what the Word of God says. That in the eyes of God, when we confess, our sin is wiped away, it's washed away, isn't it? When we confess our sin, it is washed away. And He doesn't remember it. We may remember it, but God doesn't. Isn't that wonderful? What is true repentance? You know, repentance will change our way of thinking. You know, repentance will bring a new perspective of our nature, our awfulness, and consequences of sin. It is understand of sin, the recognition of what our sin is to God Himself. It separates us from it. When we recognize what sin is, it's continually stopping us. It's continually stopping us from being blessed. It's continually stopping us. It says this in Isaiah 59:2. But our iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. I want a God who hears my petition. I want a God who cares, who hears everything that I say, who comes and answers my prayer. Because that's the kind of God He is. He wants to. He doesn't want to be separated from us. That thinking we need to remove. He wants to come face to face to us. He wants that personal relationship. This is what we're dealing with today. We're not talking about religion. Religion will kill and destroy. It's like the law. But relationship will bring life forevermore. And this is what we're talking about, a God who wants to give us life. He says in John 10, He has to come to give us abundant life. Life which is more and more. Life which is beyond what we can think. Life which is beyond any recognition that we know now. But sin separates us from that. It separates us from that. Repentance will change our actions. We turn to God from our disobedience, selfishness and rebellion. We turn away from sin and we submit our lives to God and make Jesus our Lord. James 4:7 says this, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. We need to submit to God. Come every day and say, God, I submit, but I am a sinner. I recognize that. We're talking about repentance. We're talking about confession. We're talking about submitting to God. Submitting, realizing what we are. Be quick to confess sin. Submit your will to God and He will forgive you. Sometimes our rebellious nature. We don't want to submit to God. We don't want to give everything to God. Sometimes we're happy to hide our sin. You know, I remember going back when I first became a Christian. Oh, I'm thinking now, most of you know I was in a relationship for 2.5 years before I became a Christian. And it was a very difficult time for me after that. And I can remember just holding, punishing myself, sin within my heart, hurt within my heart. And it took once, well, I can't remember if it was a Saturday or what, of 2.5 hours crying my heart out in Pontydwyl for God to set me free. But I submitted everything that night to God, everything that I had done. And that is what God wants us to do. Submit to him, to give everything over to him. All our lives. God, it says in the word, we cannot worship God and man. We can't serve God and man. We've got to submit everything to God. And that is our confession as well, our sin. We give everything over to God. It is our responsibility to repent. You know that? If we want to move on in God, if we want to be what God has planned, wants us to be, his plan and purpose in our lives, we need to remove all sin. Come daily repenting. It's our responsibility to repent. We have sinned and we continue to sin. So we all need to accept Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. On the cross, Jesus paid the price for our sin and brought us back into a personal relationship with him. But we have to repent of our sins and live with Jesus. And live. Sin will bring death, but we live with Jesus as our Lord. God can do no more. The rest is up to you and me. As we turn daily to God in repentance, the door to the throne room will remain open, and into the presence of God we come. It will remain open. It will never be shut to us. There's nothing worse than the door of the throne room being shut to us. Is it? Where can we go when we can't go to the living God? Where can we go? We can't go anywhere. We just wallow in our sin. But when we repent, we will go to the living God, into the throne room of God. Do you know, repentance will bring blessing. God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us. God wants to bring his will into our lives. He wants to bring us everlasting life. He wants to bring us joy. He wants to bring us peace. He wants to bring us to the knowledge of his word. You know, sin separates us from the knowledge of the word of God. Not just the knowledge of the word of God, but the faith of his word. It separates us. It will destroy our faith, sin will. But repentance will make our faith grow. Because why? We will see God doing more and more and more and more in our lives. And that's what God wants. But it needs to be a lifestyle. It needs to be something that we live with every day. Because we live with sin every day. Sin is like our companion till the day we die. It's like our earthly companion. Someone who is just behind us. But he will be with us until we die. But can I say, when we confess our sin, when we repent, when we're submitting to God, our companion will be far away. Nowhere near God, because God cannot come anywhere near sin. It is something that stinks to him. That is something which makes him want to vomit. But he wants to come to a person who has got on their knees and said, God, forgive me. Forgive me. I am a sinner and I need you every day. You know, it brings us to the recognition that we need God every day. Not just a Sunday. Not at, what's the time? 20 past 11 on a Sunday. But we need God 24/7. Every second, every breath of our lives do we need Jesus. That we rely on him. That we don't rely on our human nature, that we don't rely on our human gifts, that we don't rely on our just ourselves, but we rely totally on God. That's what God wants us, to walk hand in hand with him, spending time together, growing in him. And the only way we can do this is living a lifestyle of repentance, coming daily. And it doesn't shock God. He doesn't think anything less of us. Now his love towards you and me will be no different. He still loves us. The filthiest, dirtiest sinner repents. He still loves them. The robber on the cross, he said to Jesus, remember me this day in paradise. And do you know what Jesus says? I love you. He might have said to him, yeah, this day you'll be in paradise with me. But he was saying to him, I love you, brother, no matter what you have done upon this earth. And you have turned and repented. And I love you. And that's the difference. That's the kind of God we worship. His love towards us will never change. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? But we have a responsibility. Recognition. Admitting it. We don't like to admit to things, do we, Steve? We don't like to admit. I don't know about you, I don't. That's an awful thing to say, you know. When Sarah says to me sometimes, blah, 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 we've done that, or Samuel. You know, blame the kids. I've learned that one. Oh, that must have been Samuel, not me. But we like that, aren't we? We like that. We soon blame somebody else. We live in that kind of society. Blame somebody else. We're not willing to blame ourselves. To a prime example, the politicians. Oh, not my fault. Or blame the Prime Minister before, whoever was in power. Or National Health Services, in America. I think to do with us, it must have been whoever was in power. But all God wants us to do is recognise what we are and come to God. Come to the King of Kings. Because that is who we worship today. We worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Saviour, somebody who has dealt with our sin. He took all our sin. That's what the Word of God said. He took all our sin upon him and died once and for all. You know, God doesn't have to come back again and do it again. He's done it. But we have a responsibility, don't we, to come to him and say, oh Lord, I've done it again. Never mind, my son. Forgot now. Get up. Let's carry on. And that's the kind of God we worship. Because he has, can I say, he has a plan and purpose for every single one of us. And that plan and purpose hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. There might be obstacles in that way, and we need to come so those obstacles will be removed. But we need to live a lifestyle of repentance daily. In our daily prayer time, we come and say, I'm holding my hands up, God, I've done it. And then we walk on with God, and we're empowered. We're empowered with God. Amen. Repentance brings empowerment. Because it brings the holiness, the righteousness, the justification of God upon us. And then we can go on upon him. You know, the devil cannot come near a righteous, holy person. He can't stand it. And it makes him flee. You know, submit ourselves to God. Submit. Put on the cloak of righteousness. Put on the cloak of holiness. And the devil will flee. Amen. Amen. Amen.